In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.
Amen.
Today, and we are passing the second day, we can say, because yesterday night, Eve, we start the Holy Week. And we start the whole week after a first day, which is celebrating, a day of celebration when Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem. For the Holy Week is the Holy of Pascha. And this year, as we said before on Sunday, it's the fruit of all the week. Just to start from this week, start the root, we put the root of the tree in this year or every year in the Holy Week. And after that, we have the fruit after the Holy Week. And let's go, as Abuna said yesterday, he tried to give us like an overview about the whole week. What is that exactly what we have to do during the whole week, and what are the events of every day? And I will not do that again, but I will go like small, we can take like a small journey with a few days yesterday, before yesterday, and after that we go on Monday and we can meditate on Monday. And as we see, a church is different. Even we are going outside, for example, on Sunday morning, we're celebrating and we are like happy. We have in our hands the palms. And we are saying, Hosanna, the Son of the Highest. And after that, we come back to the church in evening and we see how it's the church different. All the church become like in black. Not because we are only sad. No, we are seeing the first step that Jesus Christ was preparing for us in order to complete the story of salvation. And we see also the tone in the church is also different, sad tone. We are in the church. Really, it's an amazing in Coptic Church that we have different tones. A joyful, we have the also the sadness tone, and we have also two Chanini tones. There's different, and the regular one during the year. That's why also the church tried to help us to go inside the environment of not the sadness, we can say, but at least we know what is going on. What Jesus Christ is doing for us. He is completing now also that story of salvation. So we are going outside at the Old Testament. He said, if we have the lamp, go outside the city. And exactly at Jesus Christ, he was crucified outside the city. And Golgotha, we are doing the same with him. And we go outside the altar. And we are celebrating also with him his crucifixion. On Saturday, as we said, the Buddha said yesterday, it's the Saturday of the Lazarus. And usually, if we remember that, the Saturday before this Saturday, we are celebrating the raising of Lazarus. So why the church put this Lazarus on this day? Because we are celebrating also, we are, like the church tried to remind us about something very important. Try to remind us about, okay, there is a resurrection. In the beginning of the Saturday of this week, there is resurrection. And the end of this week also too, there is a resurrection. Another point, I wanted to meditate on it on during Lazarus Saturday. There are two different kind of persons come to Jesus Christ. Martha and Mary. Martha came to Jesus Christ and said, And she opened a long discussion with Jesus, with Jesus Christ, and she said, if you are here, he will not die. He wouldn't die. Why you are not here? And she opened a discussion, and he tried, and Jesus Christ opened also a discussion and arguments with her. And he tried also to prove to her about the resurrection. And then after that, he asked about Mary. And he said, where is Mary? She said she's upset. She's sad. She's not here. She's weeping in at home. So he asked about her. And when she came, Mary, when she came, she bowed down and she wept. And she couldn't complete a one sentence. At this moment, we see in this part of the gospel, Jesus Christ wept also too. He has a tears in his eyes. A lesson that I have to learn from this part. Sometimes I haven't in my heart something to say. Sometimes I come to Jesus Christ and I have nothing because he knows everything, so I have nothing to say. Sometimes I want to be under his feet and weeping only. This is what I wanted to do. Is this enough? Yes, it's enough. As Mary did on Saturday, we will do also the same. Sometimes I come to Jesus Christ and I said, I have no word to say. I can't even talk. Only to look to him. During this whole week, we have to learn one lesson only, to look to Jesus Christ when he is on the cross and say, you know what I have in my heart. I have nothing to say. You know inside my heart, you know exactly what I wanted to say to you. So this also another point that I have to learn from Mary, Lazarus' sister. Come to Jesus Christ, maybe weeping only and without saying any word. After that, on Palm Sunday, Jesus Christ came as a king. As a king. And he's saying to everyone, I am here. And he said also to take care about a war. There are war between the good and bad. The devil will fight you, but I am the king. During the Holy Week, maybe you will see myself like, this is Jesus Christ. This is who is like weak on the cross. He can't do anything. No, he is the king. And he will go to the cross by his feet because he wanted to complete the salvation. So he's not weak. No, he is a God. He is the king of kingdom. That's why he came to Jerusalem. That's why also too he said like, Hosanna to son of David, blessed is he the king. Hosanna in the highest. And also some people are rejecting this king. And I don't want it to be like these people rejecting the domination of the king of the kingdom. Also, on Sunday, we have to remember that Jesus Christ, he was looking to everyone. As I said on Sunday, and he said, I am also, I will go to your heart. Open, as I said on Sunday, open your heart because I'm knocking the door. I don't want to go inside your heart. And now, coming to Monday. On Monday, actually, it's totally different because this is a day of the church, we can say, or the day of the congregation. Why is it very important this day for us? St. Mark, in his gospel, he wrote everything in the right position. There is some other story said that on Monday, Jesus Christ, actually, he go to the temple. But actually, it was on Sunday after he finished, after he go to Jerusalem, he went to the temple, and after that he saw everything around him, and then the second day it was Monday. And also too, on Monday morning, we heard a word like Jesus Christ was hungry. And why in the morning he was hungry? It seems like Jesus Christ, he went to the desert or the mountain to pray. And he was fasting also too, though he didn't want to, at the moment to eat anything. He wanted to start the whole week by prayer. Because during this Holy Week, he will face a lot of things and he will teach a lot of things too. So whatever we have to do, we have to start by prayers. If I'm going to work, if I'm going to church, if I'm going to everywhere, if I'm doing anything, I have to start by prayer. Even Jesus Christ, he taught us to do that. He said that he was in the morning, he was hungry and he was looking for anything to eat. So why you are hungry? This is because I was yesterday night, I was all the day, I'm trying to pray, to prepare myself for everything. So, and after that, as we said, that he was very hungry and he was searching for any fruit or anything. And suddenly he found from away a fig tree. And he was looking to that, oh, it's amazing. There is leaves on around. It's looking very good. And he said, okay, I will go to eat and take some fruits from this tree. However, he knows very well it's not also too the time of leaves around in the fig. But what happened? He was cursing the fig tree. He cursed this fig tree because he found that there is no fruit inside it. As if at that moment he was looking to the tree and he remembered the first day from the Genesis after he created Adam and Eve. And he said to them to not eat from the tree. And after that, they ate. And after they ate, in Genesis it's written, they knew that they are naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and make themselves covering. And God at that moment, and he was looking to Adam, and he was searching Adam, where you are, Adam? He said, I felt that you are here. That's why I have to hide myself. Why you are hiding yourself? You ate from the tree. And this is exactly what we are doing. We are hiding ourselves by some leaves, actually. But it's not what we are looking for. To hiding from God. From who is creating us. He said like that. He is examiner of hearts and kidneys. When he said it to the angel of the church, the seven church of Laodiceans, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. I will vomit you out of my mouth. He tried to explain to them, I know you, you can't hide from me. Jesus Christ, he will start tomorrow to teach in the temple. So he will, first of all, on Sunday, he knocked the door and he said, please, can you open the door with your heart? I will go inside you. If you accept me as the king, I will go inside. So this is the first one. God, he will knock the door in first. He will not pushing the door. No, he knock only the door. And I have to do by myself, and I have to open for him and tell him, and I'm accepting you as the king of kingdom. But only before that, if I wanted to accept Jesus Christ as the king of kingdom, I have also to not be like a fig tree, to to outside, I have a mask. I have nothing. I have a lot of issue, a lot of sins inside me. And I hate some people also too. I have no love. But in front of myself, in front of the people also too, I am good. But I have to be honest with myself, and I have to be honest also too with my Lord. It's an amazing picture, an image, when I come to Jesus Christ and say, you know me as Mary, like I wept, I have a problem. I have a sin, and I know that you know also too. I can't cover myself. You know that I am naked. I have a lot of sins inside me. You know that I have also a lot of obstacles between me and between you. And I'm asking him, can you remove this? I don't want it to be like Adam and Eve. I don't want it to cover myself with the leaves of fig tree. I want it to be clear, pure. And who can do that? By myself, I can't. I am very weak. That's why God, when he said, when he saw that, even from his love, he did a close for them, a different. Also, however, he is the judge, and he can judge me. But also, and the others, in other hand, he has his love. He knows very well that I'm naked, and I have sin. And as if I'm covering myself by some leaves, but he's looking to me, no, Habibi, I will cover you by my love. St. John Chrysostom said, the fig tree with its broad leaves represent the wide road. Also, it reminds us of the sin which Adam tried to cover with its leaves. That's why Jesus Christ went to the temple. At the same time, he looked to the fig tree and he found that the fig tree, it's like hypocrisy. And he tried to solve this hypocrisy. And after that, he looked to the people inside the temple, what you're doing. As if the temple is a temple of church. The church is like full of the people. As Ezekiel saw that, he saw the temple and there is group of choirs and there is amazing arrangement and everything is good. And he said to God, amazing God, you see how the temple is good? So God said to him, I will show you the heart, not from outside. And after that, he saw a black heart. Also, I have to remind myself on this day, if I come to the church, and we are now outside the church, and I have to remind myself, I come to myself to the church, and my mind and my heart with God. When Abuna said, where are your heart? And when I reply with a loud voice, with God, is really my heart at the time at church with God, or my heart is different, and the heart thinking in different things. The fig tree today, that's a lesson of the fig tree, that I have to remind myself every time, where are our heart, or me, where is my heart? When I go to my room and I pray, is my heart also too as with God, or I'm only doing a homework? Like, okay, Abuna said to me that I have to pray some psalms, so I have to do that. But actually, I'm doing that not from my deep heart. I'm doing that only because it's like a homework. I have to remind myself every time. I have also to, I have to remind myself when Jesus, when God, he was talking to Amba Bula and he said, enough what you did for me, my beloved Bula. If this is exactly what God is saying to me, I'm striving, I'm doing a lot of things for him, or only I'm doing it at the homework only. I'm coming to the church every day. I pray also too. Maybe this day also too, we have to think. I love that everyone doing a church, like build a small church in the house. I love also too when the people share, this is my corner that I have to pray. I love also when the people try to enforce the kids to know we have to stand up. You know what? We will write this in the history of the church. In 2020, the doors of the church are closed. But the people at home build the new churches. And at that moment, I have to remind myself also too, I don't want it to be come back again to be like a fig tree. I want it to be, I have to come back with fruit. He said when he came to the end, when he entered to the temple, he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves. That's why this is very important also too, a message. The house of God. This is the house of God now. When we come back, I try to dream, to imagine the first day when the church will open and all the congregation will come back to the church. What this day will be? A day in heaven. When Jesus Christ, he said, I'm hungry. And also to all the people, the congregation come back to the church and say, we are hungry for you. We are very hungry to take your body and your blood. This is a day of also celebration. If this Holy Week we are thinking that we are outside the church, but maybe this week also too is a preparation for a big day when we come back to his body. In eve of Tuesday, this evening, the church tried to explain also too, okay, when God, you accept God as a king of the kingdom, and he said to you, you have to remove the mask because I know exactly what is in your heart. So remove the hypocrisy from you and I will solve everything with you. Don't worry about that. I love you. So when he said that, to accept also too that God clean everything from my heart, when he did that cleans in the temple. So in evening today, what happened? The church tried to explain how to do that, how to walk with Jesus Christ. So in the evening service, draw attention to our death and the second coming also of the Lord. It only reminds us about the repentance. So Tuesday evening, or Monday evening, or the eve of Tuesday, it's a reminding of repentance. The first step to clean all of that, if you wanted to start to walk with me, it's only the repentance. So the Zechariah speaks of God ask when he said, return to me and I will return to you. So the Zechariah said, first of all, God said, if you want to come back to you, you have to come back to me too. You have to do the first step too. I will do a lot of steps for you, but also I'm waiting your step. In the gospel, the Lord calls us to strive to enter through the narrow gate. And we read that in the gospel this evening. The church also encourages and comforts us by reminding us, the Lord is our salvation and glory, the God of our help, our Savior and helper. This is the psalm that we read also this evening. So we have to think about today. We have to know exactly what Jesus Christ was doing. He tried to explain to us how to walk to him. He is the King of Kingdom. Clean your heart and I will come to you. I will clean with you your heart. You have to remove the hypocrisy. If you know, if you have anything in your heart, I wanted to dwell in your heart. I wanted to abide in you. But there is something inside your heart I can't find a place. So I if you come to me and say, help me, I will remove everything. I will remove the tables from the temple. I will remove the money. I will remove all the idols that you have. And I will clean everything. And after that, I will tell you, take the narrow gate. We will walk together. If you feel that this gate is too small and tight and tiny and you can't go and you can't walk, no, I will walk with you. Don't worry about anything. I put my hands. I will support you all the journey. And after that, tomorrow morning, we will see how Jesus Christ will start to teach. You know what? I have to conclude something. This morning, the first hour, it was from Genesis 1 when Jesus Christ was creating everything. God created everything, God created everything good. He never created everything bad. But our nation, the human, who did the bad. So God, he was looking to us and say, I create everything good. Why you are turning everything to bad? That's why in the first hour of Monday, he said, like, I did everything good for you. But when he saw that the fig tree, it is not my creation. My creation was good. There is no people bad and good. Everyone should be good. His creation is good. My heart is a creation from God, so it's good. So I have to understand that I am good. I received the Holy Spirit inside me in the first day of baptism. So I am good. May some bad come to my heart. I have to remove it. And the first step is repentance. This week is the week of repentance. The week when we come back to God, to his bottom, because by the end of this journey, we'll find Jesus Christ on the cross, open his arms. And he said, come to me, my beloved. I came for you. I came for you. May God give us the blessing and the grace in this week. Give us the hope. Give us the blessing to feel how to start the repentance. The first step to come back to his bottom, and glory be to our God forever. Amen. Amen.